Again, thank God for every one of you that are on the line and those of you that are yet to come on and still coming on this line. So we praise God that God is good all the time. I'm going to be talking about a subject that I have spoken about before, but I don't think with this intensity. So God had me to pull this message out again. And this message has to do with godly reverence. Godly reverence. And to reverence simply means it's a deep feeling or an attitude of deep respect and deep love and awe about something that is sacred. To honor and respect. But we're talking about God. We're talking about the Almighty God, the Almighty, all-sovereign, all-knowing, hallelujah. We're talking about God himself, what it means to actually really reverence God. Every single day that God allows us to wake up, it's another opportunity for you and I to give God thanks. Oh, yes, it is. I'm telling you, if it's ever, ever a time that we need to know God, it's right now. Right now, with so much going on in our nation and going on in the world at large, we need to know God. We need to know more than know of him. I'm talking about personally know him and having that deep relationship with him, that ongoing relationship, to the point that there's times when I know when sometimes I wake up at night and I have to go to the bathroom, and even as I go, I just say, God, I thank you. I just begin to think, God, you're so good. God, I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for the angels that you have commanded to watch over us. These angels that you already given instruction to, you already commanded them to take charge over us. Hallelujah. Not only me, but to you as well. Talking about what it means to reverence God. And when we reverence God, we have an attitude, a reverential attitude toward him. In other words, to honor him. Praise God. There is no one else we can honor like we honor God. He is majestic. He is personable. He's right there as close and as near as the breath that we are breathing. In fact, the breath we breathe is not really our breath. He knows that he is the one that breathes the breath of life into man. And as a result, we are breathing. We are alive tonight. Heart is beating. Hallelujah. We praise God. We're talking about godly reverence and honoring him. No one has to tell you how to honor God. No one has to tell you that we ought to praise him. No one has to tell you that in the midst of everything, if you just think, and you don't have to think back far, how good God has been to you, how good he is. Every time we take a breath, yes, God, I honor you. I thank you for that, God. I give you the praise, glory, and honor. We should be reverent in our behavior as well as our attitude toward him. And that reverent behavior, that includes our prayer and our scripture reading and our fasting and our praises unto him. A reverent attitude is nothing that is manufactured. It's real. When you really honor God, you praise him and worship him out of a sincere, pure heart. Amen, somebody. That's truly love him. You know, he says it in the scripture that we are to love him. That's Matthew 22:37. That he says, thou shalt love the Lord. Love him. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, every bit of it. And with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. I tell you what, God didn't leave anything out. He says everything that we have, everything that we possess, we need to honor and love him. Hallelujah. To love him is to serve him. It's to love him is to obey him. See, and that scripture goes on to say, this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, which is, he says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And he says, on these two commandments, you can hang all the law of the prophets. Right here, when you love God, that means you're going to obey him. Then Jesus said himself, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you will honor me. You will keep my sayings. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, we got to love the Lord with our entire being, every bit of our strength, every bit of our might, and withholding nothing in our worship toward him, because he's a faithful God. He wakes us up every single morning. He gives us strength. You know, every day, every moment, we might not feel 100% all the time. There could be aches and pains in our bones and our limbs and so forth, but let me tell you, God is still good. He's still giving us strength. We are still thriving. We're still able to think for ourselves. We're able to clothe ourselves. We're able to come to church. And the times that we can come, there are times when we can come and some people don't come. We just take it just, oh, well, if I get there today, that's okay. If I don't, well, I think I'll just sit this one out. Listen, what if God did us like that? Well, he said, nah, I don't think I'm going to wake him up today. Oh, I don't think such and such a thing. I don't think I'm giving him any strength or whatever. But no, no, no. He's a faithful God. He's faithful and just. He forgives us for our sins. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He is worthy of every bit of our reverence. Every bit. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants to be first place in our lives. Oh, yes, he does. Not second, not third, not maybe if I have time. Oh, you sit here, Lord, I'll put you on the shelf, and I'll call you, and I'll pull you down when I need you. There's some people who only do that. When they get in trouble, then, oh, God, come see about me. And they want him to come see about me right now, right now, right now. But isn't God good? He doesn't hold that to our account. He still loves us. He rains on the unjust as well as the just. He still causes the rain to come. He causes the sun to shine upon all. Hallelujah. But he wants first, not second place. God wants first in our hearts. It starts with a pure heart. He is, and he wants to be, our absolute priority of service before anyone, anything, anywhere in the world. Amen? Glory to God. And if we love him, and love him like he says we should love him, and love one another, we love and we serve one another in love as we express our sincere love toward God. 1 John 4:7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Oh, yes. And everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, the scripture says. Why? Because God himself is love. Hallelujah. As we serve one another, as we are kind to each other, as we show respect to one another, we do that as unto the Lord. Oh, yes, because that's what he said in his word. Oh, he knows. He knows. He knows when we show love one to another, he knows when we go out of our way to be a blessing to others. No one has to know about it, but we can do that and show that kind of love. God knows. And we love, hallelujah, when we love one another, the Bible says we know that we are born again of God. Why? Because God is love. We live our life every single day just to honor him. Even in the morning time, he says, I want to honor and praise God. Thank Him for a brand new day. Thank Him and ask God when you come, when you have that relationship, when you honor Him and respect Him so much, God, what would you have me to do today? Who would you have me to minister to today? Oh, yes, you could be going to work, going to the supermarket, or just simply shopping. Let me tell you what, we can honor the Lord. How? Honor Him, how that we show love to one another. Honor Him with a smile on your face. You may say, well, I don't feel like smiling. Well, sometimes we don't. But when you have the love of God, He gives us the strength. He gives us the will to show forth His goodness. He says, let your light shine that other men, that men and women can see your light and see your good works. And as a result, they will begin to glorify and honor the Lord. Oh, yeah, we're talking about godly reverence, honoring the Lord, reverencing. Yes, praise God. We talked about to honor Him is to first obey Him. And when we obey Him, we trust Him. We trust because we learn His word. We learn that He first loved us. We learn that we ought to give God the praise and the highest praise. You know, in the scriptures, it's in the book of Psalms, it talks about let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Then another part talks about how we are to honor Him with our singing and our songs and our praises, even on the various musical instruments. He tells us, He said, play skillfully before the Lord, not just any old kind of thing, not singing any old kind of song, but He said, I want you to play skillfully before the Lord. Honor Him. Honor the Lord. There's many ways. That includes of doing what He said to do in that word. That includes blessing others. That includes trusting Him. Trusting Him with our proceeds, the monies that He has blessed us with to earn. But to trust Him and be obedient to pay our tithes and our offering, that there may be food and meat in His house, that we may have that needs to be able to go out and minister to others. Honor Him. Honor Him with our substance. Even when we sit down to eat, our children should see us all at the table. They show us that we need to show them that, Lord, we thank You for this food. We thank You for our family. We thank You for the opportunity that we have to come together as a family. Many ways to honor the Lord. As I'm saying to you tonight, I'm coming with this on a different angle because of the sincerity and the severity that we as born-again believers of Jesus Christ need to honor God. We need to know Him. We need to have that personal relationship with Him. In this day and time, my God, that we're going closer and closer, the Bible says, just know that our salvation is closer than when we first believe. My God, in the scripture, if it's talking about the end days and the end times, then years and years and years and years ago, my God, before any of us were thought of, how much more even now our salvation is even nearer. That means that whatever we need to do to have ourselves in line with the Word of God, to obey His Word, to receive the engrafted Word of God that is able to save our souls. That's what the Word says. Amen. Amen. We praise Him. We praise Him with our lips, with the fruit of our lips. Our lips will glorify Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Using our tongue to give God the praise. Honoring God calls for an attitude of gratitude. And when you truly, truly have that pure heart of gratitude, no one has to make you praise God. No one has to pump you or be a cheerleader. Come on, let's praise God. Come on, give Him worship, give Him honor. When you walk that closely, when you walk that sincerely with Him, when you walk that softly before God, all through the day, There ought to be a praise in your lips. There ought to be a praise way down in your soul. It says, Lord, I thank you. God, you're mighty good. Lord, I just praise you. I honor you today, God. Thank you, Lord. You could be in the supermarket. You could be in the mall. I don't care, driving down the road. God, I just thank you. I thank you how you keep me covered under your blood. I thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. Oh, you don't have to even open your mouth, but just meditating, thinking of his promises, knowing who we are in God. That ought to spark a praise within you and being obedient to his word. I want to read something from Psalm, the 63rd chapter. David knew how to praise God. He knew how to honor him. He knew how to just, no wonder he's called a man after God's own heart. He knew how to give God the respect and the honor that he so deserved. Even when he did wrong, he says, Lord, I want you to blot out my sin, blot out my transgressions. Don't remember them anymore. God, have mercy on me. Lord, created me a clean heart and then renew the right spirit within me. Listen to this. Psalm, it's a Psalm of David, Psalm 63. I'm going to read the first through the eighth verses. And it reads like this. Take this in the heart. Take this to your heart and think it. See yourself in this word like David ministered as unto the Lord. Here's what he said. O God, thou art my God, personal. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. That's how much, how hungry I am. How much I'm looking, I'm chasing after you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, just to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, I'm looking for you, Lord. I'm searching for you. He said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Oh, my God, he honored the Lord. He knows the things he needs to sustain life, but he's saying, but your loving kindness and your tender mercies is even better than that. He says, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. We talk about honoring and reverence the Lord. While I live. In other words, while you and I have strength in our bodies, while we're in our right mind, while we have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude to praise God and honor you, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lift my hands in thy name. And verse 5 says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. As the Lord told us, make a joyful Lord the noise as unto the Lord. And my soul's going to be satisfied, in other words, as I praise you. I know that God, see, God inhabits the praises of his people. So as we praise him, as we honor him, as we show for reverence to his name, glorify him. Come on, when God hears the praises, the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So therefore, as your soul begin to magnify and glorify the Lord, it has to swell up. It has to expand. And knowing that the praises of God, they're increased, they're enriched, it fills the air. We ought to get to a place, even in your private devotion, that when you praise God, you feel the atmosphere in the room wherever you are. You ought to be able to praise God so that there's such an anointing glorified, and you know no one can tell you anything different, that the anointing fills the place. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. You don't believe that? Try it one day. You get along with God in your way. Praise him. I mean with everything, with your whole heart, with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Oh, yeah. Give God the praise and honor him. Amen, somebody. Verse 6 says, and then when I remember thee upon my bed, and I meditate on thee in the night watches. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you just think on him. Sometimes you wake up, and sometimes, Lord, I really don't want to wake up. But I begin to think about, God, you're really good. God, I thank you. You watch over. You're so good, even in the night watches. Oh, yeah, see, the enemy might be plotting, but there's no weapon that's formed against you that will prosper. He knows what he's doing when he has already assigned the angels to watch over us. Hallelujah. So therefore, David said, listen, when I'm laying on my bed, even in the night watches, hallelujah, you're going to hear my voice. I'm going to give you praise. Why? He said, verse 7, because thou hast been my help. Yes, oh yeah. He's a present help in the time of trouble, because you've been my help. And David knew very well, because he's constantly running for safety, constantly running for his life, constantly because the enemy was chasing after him. He said, but Lord, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Hallelujah. Another part of the scripture says, and blessed are those that know how to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We abide under the wings. We abide there and stay there because he finds safety under the shadow of his wings. Glory to God. He says, I'm going to rejoice. And verse 8 says, my soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdest me. He says hard, not just casual. I mean, intentional praise. I give you, Lord, I come in here tonight to give your name intentional praise. Listen, I'm sitting here on this prayer line right now tonight to give you an intentional word. Intentional. That's why the Lord said to me, pull it out again. Pull that word. I know we spoke about this before, but all the time, people need to be reminded that, God, I will reverence you. I will praise you at all times. Hallelujah. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Listen, people of God, there's no way that you can truly honor God and love him with your whole heart, your strength, your might. Didn't say perfect. Didn't say we're perfect, because God knows we're not. But when you honor him, he helps us. He gives us the will to live right. He puts it in our heart, in our spirit, to love him and to honor him. Oh, yes. See, man looks at the outward appearance, but God sees our heart. Amen. And when you praise God and worship him, given that kind of honor, then you can't help for producing fruit, because it's the Spirit that gives you that fruit of the Spirit, love and peace and joy, kindness and temperance and faith. All of that it comes from honoring him and praising him and living in that place, living in higher ground. But back in the day, we used to sing this song, Lord, set my feet on higher ground. We got to seek him while he may be found. We need to live honorably among all people, especially unbelievers, especially in front of our children, especially in our neighbors, that when we walk out, the neighbors ought to know that's a man or woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not always what you say, but people will read your life. So therefore, as we honor God, this is what's going to happen. According to 1 Peter 5 and 6, he tells us, he said, listen, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and that God will exalt you in due time. You don't have to worry about exalting yourself, but God, it will come. When we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, hallelujah, he says all of these things will be added when we humble ourselves, when we learn how to walk softly before God. We love him and praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, see, when you honor God, you put him first. He's first in your life, and you intentionally put him first. That means you're not seeking your own will. You're not seeking to do your own agenda, but you're earnestly watching and listening for the direction of the Holy Spirit, and he will speak. Because one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to take of God, take of what Jesus said, and show it unto you. That's one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit. So love, the Bible says, it don't seek your own, and it's not puffed up. There's no room for pride when you're truly honoring God. It's not about us anyway. It's all about him. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, We ought to be able to understand that, God, you reign. You reign, Lord. You are most high. You are sovereign, God. As one of the angels say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Well, we praise God. Boy, that time went by so fast talking about godly reverence. This is something that we need to apply every single day. It's like getting a wash on your face, brushing your teeth. God, I honor you. Lord, I thank you. That ought to be that praise, that pouring out of your heart each and every single day. While we have an opportunity, giving God the praise. Praise God. Let's pray. My Father, we bless you. We honor you. Oh, my God, we love you tonight, God. We honor you. With the substance that you have given us, with the fruit of our lips, God, we honor you. We honor you, God, with our lives. God, that we live according to what your word says. Oh, my God, we humble ourselves before you tonight to give your name praise. Why? Because, God, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you because we recognize there's power in your name. There's victory in your name. There's deliverance in your name. There's healing in your name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord God, for this opportunity to expound on your word. So, Father, I'm praying for every person that's on this prayer line that they receive this word, that your word would find its place deep down in the pocket of their heart, God. Right, God, that they would just, oh my God, think about it. Even as they sleep tonight, that your word would penetrate even in their dreams, that we ought to give God the praise and honor you as never before, God. Hallelujah. Father, you are in control. No matter what's going on in this world, whether it is with the elections, no matter who wins, who loses, Father, you are the same. Jesus said you're the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. You said, I change not. I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. You, God, are ruler over our lives. God, we yield ourselves right now in the name of Jesus, everyone on this line, that you will just grab this prayer and says, Lord, I yield myself to you. I humble myself under your mighty hand, God, that you will exalt me in due time. Exalt me to exalt your kingdom. Exalt us, Lord, that we may present your word to somebody. Exalt us, God, that souls will come to be saved. Exalt us to the point, God, that you will put a hunger down in our soul, that, God, that you will use us to bring those that don't know you, God, that will say, what must I do to be saved? God, that you would just put a fire under us, God. Oh, my God, only you can ignite that. Hallelujah. Stir up our hearts. Stir up our pure mind. Father, help us to get on fire for you, Father. We don't want to be lukewarm. We don't want you to spew us out of your mouth. But God, we want to be on fire for you. Hallelujah. You said in your word, I would that you be hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I will spew you out. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, this prayer is not going in vain, God. We pray and we declare and we decree that, God, you use us for your will, for your glory, God. You get the glory out of our lives. And, God, even the times that we have to go through, we will be persecuted at times. We will have to go through. Sometimes we'll have to cry sometimes. But, God, you know, even after we suffer, you said in your word, after we suffer for a little while, you will bring us forth out as pure gold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we open our hearts to you tonight. And you say, Lord, fill me up, God. Make me what I need to be, God. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I didn't think on you, for the times I didn't honor you properly. Lord, I just ask for forgiveness, Lord, on behalf of everybody. I'm on the line, all that is on this line tonight. God, we say, help us, Lord. Make us, Lord. Make us over. Fix us, Lord. Make us over. Bring us up, God. Mature us in you, Father. right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, those that need healing, God, let you send your word and heal. Send your word and deliver. Send your word and, oh God, and set free. In the name of Jesus, you are our present help in the time of trouble. You are our refuge, God. You are our strength. You are our victory tonight. So we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Every bit of our help, it comes from you, Lord. Father, we're talking about them. Tonight, I want you to touch Brother Marcus Vick tonight. Send your word, healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. You minister to him like nobody else can minister. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. You get glory out of his life. Bless the family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our church mother, Mother Lickens, healing. Continuous healing for her. Remember our church father, Deacon Walter Brown. Bless him, God. Strengthen him. Oh, God, remember Sister Shirley Brown. Healing, complete healing for her, God. Let her know that you still love her. Oh, God, touch Sister Betty Ann Davis. Encourage her heart, her husband's heart. Bless them, God. More strength. Father, remember this brother. Art Singleton, God, you know that he's been through a lot. You know what he's been through. Oh, God, let your word come forth. Encourage his heart. Father, there are so many more, God, that we can't call by name. You know each and every one of us. Even our family members, our children, God. Remember those, God, our children at their protection on their school buses, protection in their school rooms. Bless the teachers that have to teach them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, cover them with your blood. Even our students that are away in college. Father, bring back that word and the word that they have heard. You can keep them if they want to be kept. Oh, Father, remember them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because, God, you are our source. So we look into you. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. So, God, we praise you and we magnify your name. We look to you, God. Hallelujah. There is no failure in you. You are so faithful, and you are a faithful God. So therefore, God, we love you, God. Help us to show forth the true reverence that you are calling for in your word. In this day and time, help us to know truly who we are in you and know you. Get to know you in our relationship, God. Oh, my God, we just bless you. We bless you with that. We honor you tonight. We honor you, God, because there's no failure in you. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Father. We thank you, God, right? Amen, amen, amen. Everybody on the line, let's give God praise. Amen. Honor him. Amen. Let him hear how you praise him. Amen. Do it for his will. Hallelujah. Do it for his glory. Honor him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, God, we thank you. Amen. God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I thank you for all that you are, all that you've done for me. I thank you right now, Father. We send up praise. We send up glory. We send up, hallelujah, praises to you in Jesus' mighty name. And we glorify you. We magnify your name because you're worthy. You're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father God. Hallelujah. You see everyone that's listening to me. Oh, God, I may not hear them praising God. I may not hear them pour out their heart, but, God, you work it out. You work that out, God, where they can give your name the praise. It's not about us, but it's all about you. While we have time, while we have breath in our bodies, let us praise you and honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we'll continue to glorify you. We'll give your name the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen before him. And we thank you. Glory to God. I just want to thank everybody for being on the line tonight. All of you. God knows what you, he knows where you're at. He knows your address. He knows exactly. He knows the way that you take. He knows all that you need, that you stand in need of tonight. Even if I didn't call your name, he knows you by name. He knows your name. Hallelujah. You say yourself, Lord, you know my name. Go ahead and say that. Lord, you know my name. Yeah. Lord God, you know my name. You know what we stand in need of tonight. Hallelujah. So therefore, we praise you in advance. We give your name glory and honor in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for being on the line tonight. I don't know about you. I've had a great time. I've had a great time just hearing the word. As faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I might have been the one delivering that word, but that word is for me. I receive every bit of it and want to honor God and reverence him the more. So thank you again for being on here. God bless you. And we continue to look to the hills which cometh your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. Until we meet again, pray for one for another. Pray for us. Each one of you, take it upon yourself. Invite one person for next Wednesday night. Just invite one person, whether they come on this line or not. But you have done your job. Invite them to come on and receive a word from the Lord. Amen? Will you do it?
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. And may heaven continue to smile upon you. With that said, I will say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.